Genesis Avalon. Episode 13, Burdened.
Three months, and my life felt like it was falling apart. Asara, my mentor. And Roxy, my best friend, were both killed by the same demon, Lilith. I thought my life was complicated enough before then, with the press following my every move and the demons terrorizing everything I could see. New York had become my home, and I could never do enough. I wanted revenge for the death of my friends, and yet I wasn't given it. Damn you, Sam.
You brought it upon yourself, Lilith.
She wasn't yours to kill. She was mine, and you knew it. What made you think I'd want to stay after that? So, I'm alone. Completely alone. I had to leave. After Lilith's death, I wasn't going to stay there. Chicago. I don't exist here, either. I've spent the last 90 days as a wraith, a shadow. I stay in a dingy apartment in a shady part of town, but I'm never there anyway. I use that place to sleep. During the night, and for a good part of the day, I fight. And there's never a short supply of demons, either. I wonder if they're attracted to me and followed me here. Either way, it doesn't matter. I'm alone. It makes it easier that way. No one but myself is in danger. Hello, demon. Wanna play? Gonna have to do better than that, buddy. There you go. Now you're putting some oomph into it. Canuno!
You practice, Avalon.
Shield! Now you're really pissing me off.
Not today, demon.
You! What are you doing here?
What do you think I'm doing? I'm saving your skin.
I don't need your help. I didn't ask for it. Canuno!
Duck!
Get off me, God damn it! Out of my way! Sword of Canuno.
Wait, isn't that one of the transformed ones? You have to cross them over, or...
Don't tell me how to fight. And for your information, no. That's the one of the gnomes. Nothing else. Now move! Sword of Canuno, destroy my foe!
At least I found you.
I don't recall asking to be found, least of all by you.
You've gotten angrier while you've been away. Nice.
Kiss my ass, Sam. Go back to wherever you came from and leave me be.
I don't think so. Do you know how long it took me to track you down? I'm not leaving till you talk to me.
Okay. Yak, 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 blah, blah, blah. Sharing of feelings, argument, 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 anger, strife, no forgiveness. There, we talked. Now I'm leaving.
Damn it, you stubborn woman. Jaina, come down to the ground and talk to me. You've fought enough.
I said to leave me alone.
Your costume's tattered. You look like crap. You need rest. You're running yourself ragged. Come down!
No!
Yes. I'll knock you down if I have to.
Oh, I'd love to see you try.
You asked for it, girl. Gwydion, God of Illusion, create my mind's eye.
So dizzy. Can't fly.
That's enough. That's enough.
Let me go.
Yep, I don't think so. You're going with me to talk, and it's not up for debate.
My medallion! Damn you.
I'm not listening to you get pissed off at me right now, so you can just hush until we find somewhere isolated. Where are you staying?
I'm not telling you.
Stop being so damn juvenile! Oh, hell, we'll go to my hotel room.
Give it back.
I don't think so. You get it back after we talk. Now, come on, there's a utility entrance up here.
So, what did you want to talk about?
Take a wild guess.
Wasting your breath, Sam. I'm not going back there.
I don't even understand why you left.
Places to go. Demons to fight.
Bollocks, you ran away. And I know it's about me.
She was mine to kill. I had to get away. I was going out of my freaking mind.
Is that it? Oh, how goddamn juvenile. I didn't do that for myself. She was going to kill you.
I could have handled it. You got in the way.
I saved your life and your pride got in the way. You haven't made anyone safer by leaving. Your friends are still in danger, you ungrateful woman.
How dare you, assuming that you did any... What are you talking about?
What? Did you think that just by leaving you'd take the demons with you? You pissed Obsidian off by leaving, and I pissed him off by killing his bloody sister. You're attacking offshoots, wannabes out here. Back in New York, the attacks are more frequent. There are too many people being turned, and I can't save them. People are being damned because of your pride, Jaina. I pulled Natalie out of a bloody subway station last week when it caved in after an attack.
You're lying.
Look at my face, Jaina. I've got no reason to lie to you. I consider you my friend and my partner. We can save people together, but we're weaker alone. I'm not telling you to stay, but I want you to at least come back, just for a bit. The city is dying. I need you.
I... 3 days. That's it, Sam. After that, I'll go.
Fine. Like I said, just for a bit. See what's happening.
I went back. I went back to that damned place. All that history. Every place Sam and I passed on our way from the airport back to Z's apartment, all I saw was death, failures, people I hadn't saved. Times Square looked horrific. I hadn't realized it. Maybe Sam had been telling the truth. Maybe I hadn't done any good by leaving. Not, of course, that I was about to tell him that to his face, but I was definitely thinking about it. I guess I didn't want to think about it. I was so sure that I needed to be alone, that I needed to leave. How many more people were going to die if I came back here, to New York? Once I'd stepped out of LaGuardia, I wondered, was someone else going to die today because of me? And part of me was afraid to see my friends. To see them after they had realized that I had abandoned them. You don't have to follow me here. I can get there myself.
That's not why I'm following. Z and I are friends. We've been talking and I haven't seen her in a week or two.
You and Z.
It's not what you think. She's a nice enough girl, but she knew more about you being Avalon than your other friends did. She seemed like the logical choice.
What did you do? Use her as an informant?
Would you stop assuming the worst about me? Just be happy you get a chance to talk to her. Natalie's at a doctor's appointment, so I'm sure Noir's out catching mice right now or something.
Yeah? Hey, Jay. Long time no see.
Hiya, Z. How's life?
The same. Pretty damn boring, actually. Jesus, come on in. How's it going, Sam?
Been better. You were decorated this week.
Yeah, you like it? I was having this weird domestic urge last week, so I went with it. Notice how the accent wall matches the mysterious stain on the carpet. It's like ghetto Martha Stewart. Anyway, so Jay, what brings you back to the Big Apple? I assume it is not my ventures into interior design. Can't say I haven't missed you, though.
It's complicated.
Always is with you. Come on, I'll get you a drink. What do you want?
Just water would be fine.
Still haven't learned to drink, huh? I'm shocked. Sam, you gonna have something alcoholic?
Got any beer?
Well, I've got some paint thinner and expired apple juice. I could try and mix you a PBR, but really I'd recommend a Guinness.
You know what? Yeah, sure, it's better than nothing.
So what? Did you just expect me to see them and just jump at the opportunity to move back?
No, and quit being so caustic. Like I say, Z's a good lass. And I thought just before we got into the heavy stuff, you might want a pal to talk to. I swear you enjoy trying to castrate me or something.
And I think you're a self-absorbed jerk who only cares about what he can't do, so I guess we're even.
Jesus Christ, what is with you?
H204J and Guinness for the grown-ups. Cheers.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
So you two are talking again? That's a nice change, that's for damn sure. Just getting sick of Loverboy here, moping over you.
Loverboy?
See, enough with the weird nicknames. Next time you'll be claiming I'm a eunuch.
Claim? Nah, I just check. Come here, Sam.
No.
Aw, he's so cute when he's blushing.
No, Z, this is just a limited engagement. I'm just back to check on things.
Check on things. Right. I'm really glad to hear that, Jay, because I've got to say there is a lot here to check up on. Have you seen Times Square? That was due to Exodus's last traipse about the city. How many demons were howling after you? 6? 7?
10, see? And none of them had been demons before that morning.
And here I thought we were going to try and keep the conversation light.
You thought that? You honestly thought you could walk into my apartment and keep the conversation light? Well, gee, what on earth could we possibly have to talk about? Well, we can't talk about current events, because that's definitely not light. We can't talk about you, because that's all complicated. We can't talk about Sam. Could try talking about me, what I do last night. Oh, I went and volunteered at the Red Cross to wrap bandages and spent my whole evening trying really hard not to think about what they were going to be used for. So, yeah, Jay, let's keep the conversation light, but I think you're going to have to supply the content, because I don't think I have anything light to say.
Well, I don't think I want to come back and live here again. There's not much I can do.
Screw that. There is a lot you can do, and we both know it.
Z, I don't want to get into this with you. Please?
Yeah, okay, whatever. I'm just saying this isn't the end of that discussion.
I know. And I know you mean well. There's just a lot of things in my head right now, and I need to sort them out.
Well, then, let's do something else. Crossword puzzles? Got a set of Go, but that's only two people. Oh, hey, deck of cards. Let's do poker.
Yeah, sure.
Sounds good.
Around all day for you to pick up. Oh, God. checking on you. That's what friends do, Jules.
Okay, well, you checked. Can you hang up now?
Look, you need to get out of this funk you're in, baby cakes. I cannot be cheerful for the both of us. It's seriously bringing me down.
I never said you had to be cheerful for me. You could simply let me go along my morose way.
Julian, you just got this new apartment. But we both know you haven't got the money for more than a month or two of rent. Why don't you just come back to the Gazette?
I'm not going to come back as some copy boy. I did that. I was an intern. I should never have been fired.
Yes, we're both aware of that. I'm working on it.
Oh, are you now?
Uh-huh. I think I found the best way to get you back on the paper.
That's great, Bobby. Fantastic. You let me know when that pans out. Bye.
Hiya! You've reached the voicemail of Kerry Arthur, but I'm not here right now. Leave a message at the beep, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks. Ta. Tracking.
Hi, Kerry. This is Bobby Carson. I'm an editor with the New York Gazette. I just saw your cover letter and resume. I'd like for you to come in for an interview.
Ah, Segment, my dear progeny. You have an interesting look in your eyes.
I have good news, dear father. You will be pleased.
Have you spoken to that wretched cat noir?
No. I will play with him when my time comes. I have better news.
Oh?
I can smell the new prey in the wind. The tantalizing scent of revenge. Justice. Have a long... has returned. Just for you.
Next time on Genesis Avalon. Bobby finds a fresh new face for the Gazette as Jaina reconnects with her friends. The homecoming quickly becomes bittersweet. Sam and Jaina continue to clash, and Sekhmet takes her first strike. But it isn't against Avalon. Genesis Avalon, Issue 14, Into the Wind, arriving November 22, 2010, only at PendantAudio.com.
featuring the voice talents of Laura Post as Jaina Masterson, David Ault as Sam Tyler, Chris Britton as Obsidian, Bernadette Groves as Sekhmet, Marlee Norton as Z. Lewis, Trent Clifton as Julian Alexander, Richard Casto as Bobby Carson, M. Sierra Garcia as Carrie Arthur, and Reno Demisek as The Demon. Written and directed by Catherine Pride. Original music by Kevin MacLeod. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2010, Pendant Productions. Genesis Avalon created by Catherine Pride. Copyright 2010, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.